श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव इति नामिने अतिमर्त चरित्रायो स्वाशितानां च पालिने जीव दुखे सदार्ताय नाम प्रेम प्रदायिने अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमः। I'm offering my thousand and thousands of dandat pranati in the lotus feet of my spiritual guru, Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnupad, Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And same time, I'm offering also thousands of dandat pranati in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnupad, Shri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. By the mercy of my Gurus, Shiksha and Diksha Guru, especially Shiksha Guru, I'm traveling whole world. In whole world I'm traveling. And good response is coming. I think that Swamiji himself, sending his whole devotees to help me. At first I wanted to visit the places who were terrified by the lotus feet dust of my reverend Shiksha Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. How mercifully, in a couple of years, he spread the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Goswami, especially of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, in whole world. Also, you know my relation with my Shiksha Guru. He ordered me to help his devotees. This was my purpose. Anyhow, now in whole world, the pure mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Goswami and Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Vinod Thakur, we are preaching everywhere. So many books are published in Hindi, in Bengali, in English, in so many European prominent languages. We are preaching through whole world. Here, I'm living since 15 days here, about 15 days? 11 days. I wanted to write a very authentic book like Ujjwal Nilmani, I am doing. But I also wanted to meet the devotees and to give inspiration to do bhajan. So Vrindavan Prabhu here made a plan that at least 3 days we should meet together. And he managed. Very good scenery here on the bank of ocean. Oh. Here everything is okay. But one thing I see, feeling that the devotees of this sthaniya,
local devotees,
they are not coming.
No, they will come tomorrow because official announced for 17 to 19.
Oh, it may be. They should receive the gain of association, Vaishnava association. That is, he has arranged in a big way. I think so many devotees from big island, Maui, and other more, they have come, especially he, his wife, and family. Big family is here, so many. So, we will try to inspire you all. I want that our casuality should be first chalked out. When and who will speak in classes? Shyamrani is available 24 hours. He can do. You know, Satsarup hai Prabhu Maharaj. Here and there so much, and he has wrote so many things. But I'm very happy that she, more than him, traveling with me in whole world. At first I was worried for her and Vrindavan Vilasini, that they are with me. How can we maintain them and support them? Because here no one knows them. But soon afterwards, oh, she began to travel with me in whole world, and with his good and powerful lectures, classes. Now he is so much
popular
everywhere. Now I have no fear or nothing. They are writing also. I am very happy that they are doing. Now in whole world, our devotees, like Bhaktivedanta Tirth Maharaj, with so many devotees are preaching in Great Britain, London, England, so many places. All are aspiring. Oh, Ban Maharaj, with so many.
Now with Gaurasundar.
Gaurasundar.
Gaurasundar,
very qualified now. Oh, if he is singing in, no one can differentiate from
Bengali.
More sweet than Bengali also. In that tune, Bengali tune he is doing. He is expert in cooking, he is expert in
playing mridanga.
Mridanga and everything. Oh. When I see him, I remember you all. Ranjay and two daughters. They are preaching. Also, Ban Maharaj preaching in
all over Europe.
Europe, here, there, Holland, Spain,
Italy, Germany,
and he may go again to Brazil and Argentina and so many places he will go. Also, Aranya Maharaj with Dhrishtadyumna Prabhu and all Shyamananda and all others is preaching here, there in Maui and in Honolulu, all places. Now they have they are preaching in Canada, here, there, Sharanagati are hand there. And also, Shamrani preaching. And will preach here and there, so many places. Oh, Urukkam Prabhu and
Gyandas
preaching here, there. Vishakha with two. Oh, very good preaching here and there. They will meet. Ashram Maharaj. Oh. You know who is Ashram Maharaj? Oh, who was first? Govinda Bhakat. Now he is changed into Ashram Maharaj. But we are all perfect. Oh, this pair, Radhanath and
Radhakant
and his, from backward, from paradise.
Behind of curtain.
Oh, behind of curtain. They are
saying
Vrindavan Prabhu. Oh, Gopinath Prabhu, Tunga Vrinda, Bhudhar Prabhu, Jashodanandan, his wife, Nirgun Prabhu, all are helping.
Upananda Prabhu.
Upananda, so much. So, we cannot
repay them.
Repay them, and we cannot count their names. Ramachandra and so many others. So, I'm very happy that so many books are coming also.
Okay.
Vichitri. Oh, she is Vichitra. Wonderful. Totally changed. I used to think that, why Jayapataka Maharaj has kept him like his private secretary. Now I'm thinking, she is very qualified. Very qualified.
She can be your private secretary.
Yes, and Shanti. So many. I cannot repay all them. So Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. He knows everything. And he will give according to their qualification. I want that initiation from a qualified guru is not only prominent thing. What is? To obey and to follow his instruction is more important. We see that so many devotees joined ISKCON. I'm telling ISKCON of in the line of Brahma, Narad and Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami in these. Up to Swamiji also up to now came. They joined, but quickly they left. I want that you should not fall down. Be very strong. Like Gaudiya Mutts in India, very rare falling down. Especially never any sannyasi falls down. Very rare instances are there. Why? They follow the instructions of their Gurudev. They obey and they practice. Now there is a problem. What problem? I see they are at the time of Swamiji, who preached all over the world. And he made so many concessions for ladies and also to new devotees. So many concessions. But he told to be very strong and you should follow. If in practice we cannot take them and we will not practice one, only hearing will not do. I want that you should practice. Like Rupa Goswami has told in his Upadeshamritam, we should all practice. If you cannot chant more than at least 16 rounds, you should chant. Oh, this is concession. With our whole heart, we should try to chant more. With a relation with Krishna, giving up all the offenses and all kinds of unearths,
unwanted
things. If a man, if any devotee is practicing like this, after some times, renounce is bound to come.
Detachment
for worldly things. Oh, it is bound to come. If detachment is not coming, and some taste in Krishna name is not coming, no inspiration in following the Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smarana is coming, then you are not practicing well. You should see the example in Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Narada told Dhruva, he initiated by a mantra. And he told that you should practice. And he practiced so hard that you cannot. It is not possible for in this Kali Yuga. He even stopped up taking birth,
breathing
also. And in 6 months he has the darshan of Narayan himself. You see, Narada also, in his boyhood, when he was a boy of only 5 years, not like us. And then his guru, who?
Four Kumars.
Sanat, Sanandam, Sanat, Sanatan. All these. They gave him mantra. And by serving them, and by serving the remnants,
feet, dust, and water.
He was so strong. And when they began to go, after 4 months of rainy season, he began to weep loudly. He was so attached to these Vaishnavas, so much attached. We are not attached so much. And then they gave mantra and they told how to do practice. And when they left, he became like mad. His mother, always taking in his lap. So he was thinking, how I will get rid of this? By the management of Krishna. Mother was dragged by a snake bite. And thus he get rid. He never looked
behind.
Mother was there, dead body was there, and he ran away. And how? Oh, in some time he practiced himself. And he also saw in trance. Krishna came, or his Aradhya Devata came. So we should practice, not only to be initiated. Initiation is not enough. Some practices, hearing from Gurudev, Shiksha Guru, Vaishnavas, and we should practice it in a perfect way. And if you are not doing, you will be weak. Anyone cannot save you. So I want that who are in our classes, they should practice to their whole energies gradually. If they cannot do, but yet their objects should be like this. I know that they are doing so much things for their maintenance. They are doing maintenance of this body which will be old and rejected and it will go away. Not doing, they are not realizing the importance of soul. We are doing all for maintenance of this physical body. It must go. We are doing nothing for that. We are not serious for soul. Who is soul? Why is suffering? What is the root cause of our sufferings? We are doing so. Whole world is doing so. In Bhagavatam, it has been told. Karmani yaro mananang dukkhattai sukhaya cha pasyet pak viparjasam mithuni charinam. All wants happiness. All want to be happy. And we are doing so much. Whole world are doing something that how we can all be happy. But since long from the creation, all are suffering. All are suffering. The process they adopt, it is not enough. We think that, we are this mortal body. And we do so many things, but not for anything for Atma. So how gradually we can come? About this, Madhava Maharaj will speak something. Bola. Kaise is vishay mein hum log aa sakte hain aur kaise hamara kalyan adhik ho sakta hai.
Can I say one thing for that? This gate out here, can you make an announcement?
You can. Announce by any mic.
All the assembled Vaishnavas. The gates out here, they're going to close at 7 o'clock, so if anybody has cars inside, they can park them in the parking lot that's directly above this house. You have to go down the road and go back towards...
One should be very careful. That we should try to engage our all senses in Krishna consciousness, even our sleepiness. Do you know the skill? How to engage our sleepiness also in Krishna consciousness? Yes. We should be try to be very intelligent about this. Even sleepiness, even walking, even taking prasad, everything should be for Krishna. Like gopis, they used to decorate their hairs with so many ornaments and here and there. But why? They used to see the glass. And now looking very beautiful. And they used to become very happy. Why? That Krishna will see and he will be satisfied. This way. So we should try. We should not think that always that we are nevertheless. We are lusty. We are what? Very wretched. We cannot do any bhajan, any kinds of bhajan.
Useless.
Oh, don't think this. Always engaged, your mind, your tongue, your all senses. How to please my Gurudev? How to please qualified Vaishnava? And how to please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu? And how to please Radha Krishna Kanjugal? If you want to please them, then you will have to please Rup Manjari. And if you want to please Rup Manjari, then what you will have to do? You will have to please Rup Goswami. If you want to please Rup Goswami, then come to Raghunath Das Goswami. He will teach you how to please Rup Goswami. If they are not helping, then come to your Gurudev. If Gurudev is powerful, realizing something and always pleasing his divine master, Gurudev, Vaishnava, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, his association, Radha Krishna, Kanjugal, his association, then he is very powerful. He can do, he can give inspiration that even how we can engage our sleepness or all things in Krishna consciousness. This is our mission. And that is why we are sent by our Gurudev. So you must follow as we are telling. So be very strong. What is our mission and what we want to preach? And how we want that all we should be happy forever. Transcendental happy. Shyam Rani will speak two words about these things. Very expert, see. Don't try to sleep. Very good. Thank you. Made our call casualties? Oh, I want to hear.
What's the schedule here?
From tomorrow for 3 days, 4 days. So that after this in your family life also you can do like this. I want that when I will go, you should not be weak. You should try to preach. Try to do Nagar Sankirtan time to time. And book distribution also. And be very strong to preach. And thus you should continue. And again we will meet. Again we will inspire. I became very happy hearing some news from India. Perhaps that Prabhu, what
name?
Rupa Manohar Prabhu given this message that one very notorious guru, not only guru, himself Bhagwan, he tries to be called Bhagwan, Sai Baba, has been arrested by Indian government. Perhaps he is the biggest cheater in whole world. From long since, 20 years, especially in eastern countries, Australia, Fiji, here and there, there are so many thousands and thousands of followers. They think himself God. Krishna is no God, not God. Ramchandra is not God. Gita and Bhagavat is nothing. Only he is supreme personality of Godhead, Sai Baba. Always I was making careful all others. Don't think like this. He is the biggest cheater. He knows some tricks. He knows some
magic
like. And so many things. Now, if I used to tell them, when I used to tell them that he is a bogus person and greatest cheater, some of them He used to be very angry with me. But I never cared for them. Wherever I went, I told like this. Also, about so many gurus, like Brahma Kumari, like so many now are. I think if you jadi bij mein bij dega kheton mein to usse jitne paudhe ugenge usse adhik aajkal guru aur bhagwan paida ho rahe hain.
If we plant so many seeds of wheat and we see so many grasses, now the number of God has overtaken the number of grasses in the field.
Okay. So you should be very
careful.
Also, there are so many guru, false guru, bogus guru, and they pretend that I am guru. If not guru, then I am Ritvika. You should follow me. Be careful from all bogus gurus. And follow those who are following the teachings of Vedas, Upanishads, especially Srimad Bhagavatam and Gita. Those who are not practicing on the basis of Gita and Bhagavatam, they should be
rejected.
Even he is guru. If a guru himself being and not giving proper respect to other Vaishnavas, not chanting, especially he does not remember or practices the mantras, powerful mantras given by Guru. Then what is this? Bogus things. We should reject that kind of Guru. If we are not searching a high class of Guru, then be with any high class of devotees, though you are not taking initiation. But better to take again re-initiation. So you should be very careful from this bogus guru nowadays. So many kinds of. I've heard a guru also here in Hawaii Islands, here and there, very powerful. Thousands and thousands of disciples and followers. But what doing? Nothing. Not practicing. Not following any teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only Sankirtan.
Surfing.
Huh?
He goes surfing.
Yes, only that. So you should try to practice what Guru has told you. First, daily chant Hare Krishna with a relation of Krishna that Guru has given. First that. If Guru has not given, try to be very sincere and fell on the feet of Gurudev and tell that, please give me that process. And that is initiation, diksha. And thus follow all his teachings. Especially Gita must be followed first. Gita makes a platform for bhakti. In Gita it has been told, sarva dharmana parityajya mamekam saranam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma shuchah. Sarva dharmana parityajya. Oh, you should give up all kinds of dharma. What are now going on in this world? These are not good things. We should try to give up all these dharms and adharms, even everything, and take shelter in the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And then what will be? If anything wrong, Krishna will save you from all these things. If you are giving up your father, mother, your wife, your children's, no sin, But you should be first qualified and then give up. First, being in householder life, you should try to practice or detachment from worldly things. First, you should go on doing your family jobs, but be detached, and you can do. And after some time, when you are qualified to give up, totally you should give up. Lohar. Like, you know, Srivastacharya, Pandavas, and so many, the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All of them, prior,
almost
all, were a family member. Raya Ramanandi, you know, what he was? Family man. Advaita Acharya, family man. Srivas and so many. Raya Ramananda, Bhavananda, so many were. In Krishna pastime also, Pandavas and so many gopis themselves.
All
Brajavasis were family person. But they were most high in level of bhakti. Krishna never went to the cottage of Narada, but he went to the cottage of royal palace of Maharaj Yudhishthira. So you should try to follow. More strongly, don't be weak. So now it is 7:30. From tomorrow, first I will speak about Guru Tattva. Guru Tattva is the backbone of bhakti. If anyone has no Guru Bhakti, no Nishtha, then he is useless. What are the symptoms of a bona fide guru? We should try to know. And how we can serve him? By all senses. Internally and outwardly, both ways. If we cannot do, then we cannot follow the principles of bhakti. Energy comes by serving guru, who is the representative of himself, Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And thus, you can be happy. So tomorrow, you should do any kirtan, and we will finish, and after that I will go. And after that, aarti will be done, tulsi parikrama will be done. And thus. So tomorrow, Madhav Maharaj, at about 8, he will come.
Morning, 8 o'clock.
Because he will have to give me medicines and everything. So time may be increased, or Pundarik will come, or Shyamrani will do. You should also try to manage all these things with Vrindavan Prabhu. That if you want to be happy forever in this life and after this life, you should chant and remember Krishna, the Supreme Lord. Without this, worldly wealth, reputations, sense gratifications, and so many things, they cannot give you happiness. Never. And that is why Swamiji came here. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj came here, everywhere, to give this message to whole world. After his departure, so many devotees became weak. no so much a strong faith on him, no strong faith on name. That name is himself Krishna and more merciful than Krishna even. Very powerful. They return to their home to for sense gratifications, to make wealth, reputation, to make so many businesses, because they had no strong faith on them. That name can give you everything, even eternal bliss in Golok Vrindavan it can give. Why not these material things he can give? But it is hard, very hard to believe. We have seen by name, Brahma is created. Brahma is creating whole universe. By the power of taking name, Shankar, oh, very marvelous things. He can give any boon to anyone. No? Sukadeva Goswami, Narad Goswami, Vyas, and others. Even Nityananda Prabhu Haridas Thakur changed so many lives. Like demons like Yagai, Madhai and so many. What Swamiji did miracle in this world, changing so many persons, so countless. How? Only by the mercy of name. He gave one name. Sitting in the park of New what doing only? Closing eyes. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He changed the hearts of hippies and made them
happy.
Happy. So many, numberless. So you should have faith in name. But how it will come? The backbone of bhakti is Guru Nishtha. Without Guru, without Guru Nishtha and by his serving and by his teaching, following, you cannot have that kind of thing. So what is Guru Nishtha? With some explanation and udaharan.
Examples.
Oh. Pandrik Brahmachari will explain something. Not so much, because time is not so much. I will have to complete today or just till 7:30.